How special a day is this for Rob Hornby?
Massive. You know, it's been a long journey. I was with the Balding family, and they've, you know, supported me throughout my career, and I've been down there since I was 16. So it's been 8 years now, and I feel a bit part of the furniture, and to be given these opportunities on big days like today, you know, are massively important for the career of a young jockey and for myself, and it's just, you know, nice when it all goes to plan.
I mean, it's a fantastic cake, even without the fact it was for Andrew, to win a race like this. 60th anniversary, £200,000 pot.
Exactly, you know, a huge pot to win, which is obviously massive, and these big Saturdays are important for jockeys to try and step onto the next platform and, you know, improve on your career and be as best as you can be. And then, obviously, with the connection of the Baldings and the Balding family, it's just massive.
It was a rough old race at Ascot, and it was probably a bit too far as well. Now you've thrown that form in the last spin. How important in this win is the fact that you came back slightly in trip, because that was a mile and a half?
Yeah, definitely, and Andrew's just brought this horse. He, you know, he's so good with picking the right races and the right opportunities for these horses, and he had great form round here, enjoys the track, conditions were perfect, and you know, the whole race went so smoothly, it was almost too good to be true. You know, I got a lovely slot, and we settled into the rhythm of the race really nicely, because he can be keen, but it wasn't today, and I was able to make my move and get closer to the pace without having to ask him before I press the button, and he has got a nice turn of foot, which he showed today.
I mean, how did the race work out? I mean, I joked that one of the jockeys walked past me on the way out and said to Dano O'Leary was drawn in 24 to send him a postcard, but you were drawn in 6. Were you hopeful that's where you wanted to be?
It's crazy with these races, because although there's 24 of you out there, I was drawn 6, I was happy with my position, but you've still got to get your position early, because, you know, you've got the rest of the field wanting to come in on top of you and get their position. So you've got to, the first furlong is important, and then you've got to settle into the rhythm of the race, which is important for this horse, because, like I said, he can be keen in his races, but today it just all went, you know, too smooth for my liking. I was just waiting for something to go wrong, and luckily it didn't, so it's good.
And to step up and receive the trophy from His Royal Highness, the icing on a very, very special cake.
Massive. You know, it's York always, they just seem to have it right here, and you always get great crowds, and it's an honour.
If I suggested this is the best day of Rob Hornby's career to date, would you shout rubbish at me?
Well, it definitely is, and you know, to win a big pot like that, thankfully I've got tomorrow off, so we'll be right.